Last week we spoke about something that maybe people understood, maybe they didn't understand. And I'm hoping many people really understood. And the question is, where's God? And the understanding or the title that I had in my head basically was, like for last week, was where's God and misunderstanding where he's at. Misunderstanding what's going on. And, you know, blaming God for some things. Is it wrong to blame? Is it wrong to complain? And hopefully the answer that you got was the fact that it's not as long as you do it in the right manner. You have to do things in the right manner, remembering the fact that God is sovereign. God is who he is. And I'm going to continue that conversation today in that series about where is God, because sometimes we just have questions. We just want to know where God's at and the environment and what's going on. We want to know what God is doing. We want to see God. But we also need to recognize the fact that we need to remember God always. We need to remember God always in the good and the bad, right? So there's a part in the Bible, a specific area I want you to open up to this morning, if you would, if you've got your Bibles or your apps or whatever you got going on. I want you to open up to the book of Proverbs. And this is something I've brought up before, but it adds into this part very clearly that hopefully you guys will be able to see something in here. And we want to go to Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, in verse 30. In verse 30, or chapter 30, excuse me, of Proverbs, has something very special in it. The book of Proverbs, chapter 30, has something very special in it that is nowhere else in the book of Proverbs, and that is a prayer. There's actually a prayer in chapter 30 of the book of Proverbs, and in no other place in Proverbs is anybody setting forth or issuing a prayer. So if you would, go down to verse 7 in Proverbs 30. Where it starts saying in here, there's two things I ask of you. Now, this is the way that usually we pray. We ask God for things. We ask God to be in our lives. We ask for things. He says, two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. He says, to keep falsehoods and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. This is the prayer that is in here that he utters to himself. He says, I want you to give me two things. And I want you to listen to me, God. I want you to hear what I'm asking of you. I want you to keep falsehoods and lies far from me. I want you to keep them out of my life. I don't want to have to deal with falsehood and lies. And who would? Who wants to deal with falsehood and lies? Right? But he also says, give me neither poverty or riches. Okay? Poverty and riches, you know, as far as poverty and riches, it comes in many forms, many shapes. There's possessions that you can have. There's money that you can have. There's health that you can have. There's many things that some person could count as themselves being rich or being poor in. But this is not the things that I want to bring out that I'm asking about, that I want to bring forth for today's message. It's the second part of this prayer in verse 9 where it talks about disowning and dishonoring. It says, otherwise I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. How often this actually happens, that we do these things when our lives are good and when our lives are bad, that we dishonor him or disown him. When we have things good in life, we start relying upon ourselves too much. Sometimes we have things bad in life, we do the same thing, and we start relying upon ourselves too much. That we say, we've got things under control, that I'm going to do this myself. We become prideful in our actions, and so start taking over my life where I shouldn't be taking over my life. And start trying to control things in my life that are uncontrollable. We do those things. We disown God, or we say, I dishonor God in those ways. I remember watching a show on television here recently. It was a show about people that were caught in extreme conditions, extreme weather conditions especially. They were in tornadoes, they were in hurricanes, they were in tsunami areas or earthquakes, they were on there with a volcano eruption going on, and these people were acting in different ways because different people act differently. But these people on here, they were all crying out to God in some way or some form during these catastrophes, during these extreme conditions. And it doesn't necessarily have to be those conditions that people will cry out to God. Think about an extreme condition that you've got maybe going in your life right now, or you've had going in life, where you cried out to God for something. And those conditions can be good or bad. We can have extreme conditions in either direction, positive or negative. But these particular people were crying out to God for protection. They were crying out to God in anger. They were crying out to God in thankfulness. They were crying out to God in relief in some of those areas. Some of them during the calamity, some of them right afterwards. But they were crying out to God because they saw God move in their lives. They did it in different ways, whether they were angry, whether they were thankful, whether they had relief, or whether they were just, you know, crying out for the protection. Why, you know, they did it in their own way because different people act in different ways. But we, even as people and having certain conditions in our lives, we cry out to God in different ways, remembering God in certain ways depending upon the situation. We remember God in different ways depending upon the situation that we have. Some people remember God more prominently when they're in a good spot in their life, when things are going just right, when it seems like they're on coast, when it seems like that everything is coming together and they can see everything working out for their benefit. Some people remember God more prominently when they're in a bad situation, when they're wondering what's going on. When they're wondering, why me, God? Why do I have to deal with this? Why do I have to go through with this? People cry out for different reasons in different situations. But to speak truthfully, people probably remember God more in difficult situations. I remember my dad, he served in the Philippines during World War II, and one of the statements he ever told me that stuck was, there are no atheists in foxholes. I never really understood that when I was a young man. I says, okay, so you're in a hole in the ground and everybody follows God then. But it wasn't the hole in the ground that was important. It was the situation that they were in. That they were in such an extreme situation during that time of fearing for their lives that even the atheists would cry out to God to save them. And this is why a lot of times I say that people probably remember God more during the bad times than they do the good. Because they're going to be crying out to God. When we're in a good situation, we kind of leave God behind. You know? We've got everything going the way we want it. We've got everything under control, it seems like. We feel good, we start to relax, and the next thing you know, we let our guard down. And God is out of the picture. Because everything's okay. Everything's going well. In the bad times, though, when we come to those stressful moments in life, we often wonder why we're here, right? To be honest, I can tell you that sometimes when I'm in a bad spot, I wonder to God, why am I here, God? What is going on? I don't like where I'm at. You've got something to teach me, then just tell me what you want me to learn. So I don't have to go through this. But that doesn't always work with God. Because God wants you to learn something. And we all know, or should recognize, or at least heard, or had somebody tell us at one point in time that for you to experience something will probably allow you to remember it more deeply than just if you read it or somebody told you. Hopefully you would agree upon that. and say, yep, it's always been seated deeper at that point in time. So when we wonder why we're here, why do I have to go through this, we start to question God when we're going through those situations. You like to question God, right? I like to question God. I like to ask Him questions. We have to go through these things. So we question God. But it's not wrong to really question God. Okay? It's not wrong to ask God a question. What becomes wrong, what becomes sinful, is when we start to question His motives on what's going on in our lives. We question God if He's really a true and loving God at that point in time. We forget things. We forget the saying that God is good all the time. You ever heard that saying, God is good all the time? And all the time God is good? It's a mantra that we have in our Christian faith to say God is good, but we forget the saying. Jesus tells us God is good, right? If you read through the Bible, if you read through the Gospel of Luke in chapter 18, verse 19, you will say, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. This is Jesus telling us no one is good except God alone. And I would think He would be the authority on it. So if He's telling us that nobody is good but God alone, the Heavenly Father, then we must trust that and we must take that internally. We must put faith in that and remember that all the time. But sometimes we don't remember that. We're also told in 1 John chapter 1 that we hear from Him and declare God is light. God is light. In Him there is no darkness whatsoever. There's no darkness in God. He's light. But if you look around the world, you will have people bringing into question, well, if God is light, how could this happen? Why would this happen? Why would God allow this to happen? Or why would God make this happen? It's okay to have questions and to ask God something. It's not okay to question God's motives. And that's where we start losing God. When we start questioning His motives and what's going on, we become, you know, in problem. But we want to understand. We want to understand what's got going on. We are people that we want to understand each and every aspect. I remember being in the military. My drill sergeant would come and says, hey, private, go over and do this. I would ask why. That was not a good thing for me to ask. I usually wound up doing push-ups on the ground saying, you don't get to ask me why, you just have to go do it. But we always want to know why. Why do I have to go do this? I want to understand what's going on. And understanding is key sometimes. Understanding is often helpful. But why? And one of the questions we ask, especially in a bad spot in our life, is why am I going through this? I want to understand God, why I'm going through this. You know, the aspect about God is that He will always give you an answer. No matter what you're praying, He will always give you an answer. You may not always like the answer, but He'll give you one. We were talking this morning about somebody praying and so on and so forth, and I don't have an answer yet, so it's wrong. You have an answer. God either answers in the affirmative or the negative, or He tells you to wait. That's it. God either answers in the affirmative, saying, yes, this is it, no, this is not it, or I want you to wait. But sooner or later, because of the way God answers that, you will then understand what He's trying to tell you. We want to understand about those things, and we don't understand why we have to go through bad things. Well, often we go through bad things because, well, we caused it. We caused it. I caused it. In my life, I do things that I cause in my life to be for myself to be in a bad spot. That I will do something foolish or do something wrong or make a mistake or whatever it might we want to call it. But it's something that I do that now I have to deal with the ramifications of my decisions. I have to deal with what my answer was with what's coming next. And a lot of times those bad situations are because I made a decision that was just not helpful to me. I thought it was, but it wasn't. It wasn't something that was long period for my benefit. It wasn't the best thing that I could do. It might have been easy, it might have been quick, but it wasn't the best. And that's the way we look at it. We look at, you know, our bad situations. We want to hear, but we got here because of what we did. I got here because of what I did. But there are times that there are certain things that happen, certain situations, certain circumstances I have that, you know what, that we didn't add into that. That we didn't do anything, you know, a mistake or anything else that led us here. Sometimes those negative situations come from just needing to go through an experience of being a part of something so we can be taught. We still want to know why it happened. We still want to know why we're here. And it's not wrong to want those, but we have to be willing to listen to the answer that God is giving and not the one that we want. Because when we're in that situation, we kind of turn our ears off sometimes. When we're in a bad enough spot, we just turn our ears off. We turn our heart off. We turn everything off of what's going on because we're not hearing what we want to hear. We're, you know, somebody's not saying what I think they should be saying. We get in that moment we're just caught in. We want to forget about it. We just want to shove it aside. We as people, we do not like confrontation. We don't like it. We will do a lot of things in life to overcome, go around, circumvent, whatever word you want to put it to it, on bad things happening. We don't like confrontation. We don't like to deal with things. You know, it's kind of like paying a bill. You don't like a bill you don't want to pay. You just kind of lay it on the table. You turn it over so you can't even see who it's from. You just lay it there. Doesn't mean that bill's going away. It just means I can't see who it's from. But that doesn't help out, does it? In the long run, that doesn't do any good. Same situations happen in our life where we start doing things to forget about what's going on. Forget about everything that's happening and trying to take care of the problem. We just want to forget the problem. We start diving into anything that will help us forget about what's going on. And it feels good at the time to forget about what's going on, whether we get mixed up in a family event, we go on a vacation, we get on, you know, do our hobbies or whatever it is. It feels good in the short term, but in the long term, it's not helping us out because in the long term, we end up sometimes forgetting God and leaving God along the way. We leave Him behind. Because God's there telling us, you need to deal with this. You need this to learn from in your life so you can carry it with you in what I have for you next. Or you need to deal with this because you made a decision that has ramifications and you need to heal from it. You need to get around it. You need to find a way that it will not happen again. We leave God behind when He's trying to talk some sense into us and say, hey, here we are. But this is not the only times that we leave God behind. It's not the only times that we say to God, you know what, God, I'm good, I got this, no problem. There are also good times in our lives, good experiences that we have where we can be riding high and everything seems like it's going great. And then all of a sudden in those great times, we also have an inclination, an ability to leave God behind and forget about Him because everything is going so great. Seems like we're on top of the world, right? I like being on top of the world. I like that feeling. I like being, you know, happy inside and everything going as it should. But when those good times come, frequently forget about God. We push Him aside and say, God, I got this. I'm good to go. If you read your Bible and you go through the Old Testament, and I understand there are just some boring times in there, but if you truly read through the Old Testament, you will find many times in there that there are people, that His chosen people, that do that same thing. There are many times in there where Israel came into great prosperity, but what ended up for them most of the time? They forgot God. And when they forgot God, something happened. And that something that happened, was it a good thing? Well, probably not. God gave out little reminders and said, okay, because of your decision, we now have to do this. We have to walk this path. Even from the good times, because they forgot God. I remember the Israelites, they had just come across and they were doing this and they were supposed to go on their land and they started talking one way and God says, okay, because you forgot me and because you didn't rely on me, you now get to walk 40 years in the desert. You get to spend time here for me to remind you of where all these good things came from. There's another time even after that when everything was going great. They had this magnificent city and this magnificent temple and all these riches and everything else that were filled to the brim. And they forgot God. And what happened? Next thing you know, well, they were exiled. They weren't even able to stay in their own country. God said, no, I'm going to take you out of here. And they went somewhere else for a long time. And all those nice things that they had were taken away. Or destroyed. Because of their decision to leave God behind, it caused them to walk somewhere that they weren't meant to walk. To be somewhere where God had not called them to be, never, that God never even wanted for them. This is not something that God wanted for them. But why did they do that? Why did they forget about God? Well, I've already kind of gave a little sneak peek to it. And the fact is, in the good, we become self-sufficient. We become knowing in our strength and where we're at and where we think that we're at. And think about the strength that we have. And think about the ability that we have. We start relying on who we are and what we already have than relying upon God. We forget from who and where it comes. That we have all these riches all piled up in the temple, and we forget from where they came. And we start leaving behind the one that gave them to us. We dismiss the notion that comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where it says, give thanks in all circumstances. We dismiss that. We're not giving thanks to God at this moment in this time. So we relieve Him of His power in our life, or so we think. We definitely relieve Him of our presence in our life sometimes, saying, God, I don't need you right now. We need to give thanks in all circumstances, right? In everything that happens in our life and what's going on, we need to give those thanks in all occasions. Instead, start relying upon our own ability. You know, I remember what we went through downstairs yesterday and taking up the carpet. We had four or five guys down there pulling on those carpets, and those things would hardly budge. We had to go get a special piece of equipment to come in and do that. That reminds me of how sometimes we rely upon ourselves and our own strength to do things, and we're not relying upon that special piece of equipment that we need to actually get the job done. And that special piece of equipment, that special person is God. We would still be down there this morning if we hadn't gone that and gotten that piece of equipment. I guarantee you that. It would not be done. The same thing comes when we think about God. It takes us so much longer to get things done, if we ever get them done, without having God in our life and helping us out and giving us exactly what we need when we need to do it. But we leave God behind so easily. We dismiss that notion. That notion that when we're sitting on the mountaintop that we don't need anything. And that's a scary place to be. That's just as scary to be in that circumstance as it is walking and trudging through the valley that we can walk through. Because we're missing that same essential person, that same essential piece of equipment that can allow us to at least even stay momentarily on that mountaintop. Or that person that can give us that extra bit of effort and strength to get out of the valley. We forget about God so easily. We treat God like some sort of a movie or comic book superhero. That superhero that comes swooping in at the last moment to save us from everything. That we give our God just at this second, we expect God to come in and say, yeah, I'm going to do it now that you cried out. And that doesn't always happen. We can be in such a circumstance in our life that we've forgotten about God, that we cry out to Him. He's going to want to know, are you really changed your heart? Or are you just crying out because you're in discomfort? Are you crying out now because you're actually thankful for where you're at in a humble manner? Or are you being hubris about it and putting on a show? Are you crying out to me because you truly know that you need me in your life, that you need God in your life? I entertained a phone call from somebody this week. And he called me up and it's like, hey, I haven't heard from you for I don't know how many months. And he was talking to me and I says, okay, why'd you call then? He says, I wanted to call to apologize. I said, okay. I didn't really know that, well, you know what was going on. I had an inkling, you know, how those tingly things go off. But then he broke down on the phone and he told me about where he was at. He told me about how he was riding high on the mountaintop and now he was in the valley. I said, what happened? He says, I gave up on God. I gave up on God. I said, what did that do for you? He says, didn't do anything good. It's tough to hear those phone calls. It's tough to see people go through those things. Whether you're on a mountaintop and riding high, whether you're in a valley, it's tough to see those people give up on God, to leave Him behind. Because you know what's going to happen. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but you know what's going to happen sooner or later. Something is going to happen. Perhaps it's that time when they are no longer here and they're separated completely and utterly and eternally from their Heavenly Father. That's no good feeling there. It's none. It's none for anybody else. It's none for yourself. But we do that. We treat God like a comic book hero, a movie superhero. We have to remember that God is always there with us. We have to remember that God is always around us. We have to remember that God always wants to be a part of us. Even when we don't feel like we want to be with Him, or even when you don't want to feel Him in our lives, God's there. He's there to be the hero that we need Him to be, not the hero that we want Him to be. God's great works, His miracles are always present around us every day in your life. Whether you're in a good spot, whether you're in a bad spot, you can feel it, you can know it. The good times are there for us to see Him. The bad times are there a lot of times for us to feel Him. Reminds me of a story in the book of John where Jesus was healing many, many people. Then John chapter 9, starting at the first chapter, talks about how Jesus was going along and He was healing this blind man. And a question was thrown out to Him. And the question was, Rabbi, who sinned? Why has this man been born blind? Why is he like this? And Jesus answered, he wasn't born this way because of sin. His parents didn't sin. He says, this happened so God's might and good works could be displayed for those to see it. I want you to remember that sometimes that you're in your life, that you're going through things, that what's going on in your life may not be something that's to punish you or discipline you or something that, you know, you even caused yourself. Sometimes it's just to see God work in your life. Sometimes it's just to see His might and His magnificence and His miracles happening in your life, no matter what stage you're at. Whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're in a high moment in life or whether you're in a low moment in your life, God just wants to be a part of it. He just wants to be a part of what you got going on. He just wants to be there to direct, to love, to give you kindness, to redirect, to whatever it is, he wants to be there. He just wants to be a part of your life. And that's just not something that we can take for granted. If his loving kindness, his miracle power is not just for something when we need it, when we want it. His miraculous power is for every day of your life. And what's happening, what's going on. We can see the power of God in both areas, in all seasons, all stages. Not just in the happiness of one moment, but we see the joy of God in every circumstance of our life. In every season we find ourselves in, whatever you're going through, we need to ask ourselves, what's going on, God? How can I be a part of it? Because the fact is that we are the hands and feet of God. God uses us and sends us out to do his work. Whenever we're walking in the valley and people see us and they see the strength that we can have and they see the contentment of whatever is happening in our life of that possesses us at that moment in time, those people, they want to know where we got that. When we're in that dark spot, they want to know where that strength and that contentment came from. When they see us on the mountaintop and they come up and they ask you how you got there, you have to be able to give the answer of who got you there. I am up here because I gave my heart to the Lord. I am here. And that you're thanking God for what you have and where you're at right now. When these people find us possessing the peace that surpasses all, surpasses anything that they can imagine, and they see that and people want it, we have to be able to tell them where we got it, because they want what we have. They would want that. They would want to have God in their lives so that they can survive, they can do these things. And to be able to do that, we have to also learn to never leave God behind. No matter what season we're going through, no matter where you're at, there's going to be good times in the world, and there's going to be some bad times too. Sorry to burst that bubble for you, but it's just not natural we go through in this world, and we make it part of our lives. But I will guarantee you one thing, and this is a guarantee you can take to the bank, right? Jesus will be there no matter what. No matter what you're going through, Jesus will always be there. He'll be a part of that. Whatever season that you find yourself in, we need to reach out for God's presence, right? And say, welcome. Thank you. I need more of that. Just to grow with God in our lives and be a part of something so much bigger that it would be consuming to us and encompass all of our lives. We can always realize that we have his love, we have his mercy, we have his grace, we have his strength, we have his peace, we have his assurance, we have his joy. No matter what, Jesus is there for you, and you have all of that. Don't leave it behind. Don't think that you got the strength to do stuff that you can't. Don't rely just upon yourselves. Always rely upon God, because if you're relying upon God, you are set up for the future. And that's what this is about. It's about your future. It's about what's going on in your future and where God wants you to be in the future. And I want you to always recognize the fact that you will always, always be a part of something so great, sometimes we can't even imagine what it is. But I want you to also recognize the fact that other people can see you, see God working your lives, you giving God glory and thanking God for every stage of your life, and then they want what you have. That's what it's about. It's about directing people to God. That's what we have. So if you find yourself in a moment of darkness, Let's search for God. If you find yourself in a moment of light and happiness, give thanks to God. Because when you do that, you give Him glory, and He'll always be with you. He'll always give you an answer. He'll always, always protect you. And He'll always, always do what's best for you. And that's my message for today. Don't leave God behind. God will never leave you behind. He'll always be there. So don't leave Him behind. Always welcome Him in and be a part of what He's got going on.